Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America.
Hey, everybody.
How everybody's on her way to be live.
Yeah. Here she comes.
Yeah, I'm coming.
We're coming, but guess what? We are live on our Blog Talk Radio this morning. We want to say good morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners all over the world.
Yes.
We welcome you guys to hang out with us today, to join in. Feel free to call in at our call-in number, and that number is 646-668-2247. So feel free to call in. Good morning,
good morning.
Laura Kelly Familia. Okay.
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo está la familia?
Yes, yes. Y'all believe us. The struggle is real.
Okay. But we're here.
Yeah. Listen, we already have a show before the show.
Yes.
And then we got to get ready for the show. And then we have our studio audience here, pop up here this morning, and we are all of our amazing studio audience that's on the way.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited about you guys hanging out with us today.
Yes.
Right, Twin?
Yes, yes.
Because you know what? Today is the day
that the Lord has made.
And
we're
going to
rejoice
and be glad in
it.
So listen, we want to encourage you in that place of rejoicing, because one thing about rejoice, it's a choice. You know, some people wake up and they're like choosing to complain.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or they're choosing to be silent, or they're choosing to like whatever. But today we encourage you in your choices.
Yeah.
Okay? Because, you know, the word encourages us, choose life and death. Choose, choose, choose.
Uh-huh.
So if you choose to rejoice and be glad,
ooh,
come on now. Some great and mighty things will take place in your heart. And then you can be who you're called to be in your assignment. So today you woke up not for you. You woke up to be what you were created to be.
Yes.
A blessing to everyone that comes before you, around you. However, God chooses to align your assignments today.
Yes.
That's what our choice is. Our choice should be to rejoice. Sometimes we wake up and we don't have as much money as we would like to have. I don't think nobody on the planet wanted to have as much money as they would like to have, no matter what. But we must be grateful,
yeah,
and thankful that God chose to wake us up today.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough already, because there's,
yes,
some people that did not,
yes,
wake up today.
Yes.
So we just want to encourage you while you're still on this side.
Yes.
You know,
And then there's some people that have it. They have it all, and they're still not
happy.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Because there's no Jesus, no,
yeah,
intimacy, no love letters, no just falling in love with your first lover, which is supposed to be Jesus, you know?
Hallelujah.
The lover of our souls.
Hallelujah. So we're just excited about being excited.
Yes.
You know, we're excited about what God is talking about. We have such a spirit of expectation,
yes,
today. We're expecting that you guys are going to share the video. You're going to,
yes,
tune in, hang out, talk with us, call in, all that good stuff, and,
yes,
participate.
Yes. And this morning,
whoop,
before we get started, I'm going to say a prayer, and I have something for you, Pastor Miller.
Oh, for me?
Yes.
Ooh.
And I'm going to give God glory for it.
Hallelujah. Wow.
So voy a decir una oración. Esta mañana le quiero dar gracias a Dios. Y bendiciones a toda la familia alrededor del mundo, Reynosa, Nuevo León. I think David said he has family in Nuevo León.
Hallelujah.
Nuevo Laredo, Tamaulipas. Shout out a mi familia and anywhere,
yeah,
else,
Lord,
around the world, because we're everywhere. And I thank you, Nueva York, and just wherever you are, just let us know where you're watching from.
Come on,
I just want to thank God for this opportunity and this platform,
amen,
that God has entrusted us with. Le damos gracias a Dios por este show. And we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, le pedimos, Padre, que toque a cada uno alma, that you touch every soul, Father, that you continue to let them decrease, that you could increase,
yeah,
in them.
Yeah, yeah.
Que le dejas que llenen más de su presencia, de su amor. And Father, we thank you for allowing us to bring in your good news. Gracias por su palabra,
yeah,
las,
yeah,
buenas,
yeah,
noticias,
yeah,
que hay para todo el mundo que lo reciba. Mm. For everyone that wants to receive it, God, I thank you, Father. If there's anything in my heart, si hay algo en mi corazón that will hinder,
yes,
this,
Lord,
prayer, I ask for forgiveness. Si hay algo en mi corazón que,
yeah,
no está bien, te pido perdón. But I do ask, God, that not by power but might, but by your spirit,
woo,
that you manifest in the airways.
Mm.
Que le pido que se manifieste en alrededor del mundo. Palabra, and I thank you for what you're doing and for what you're getting ready,
yeah,
to,
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's a gift that God gave me, because God me dio un regalo porque Dios a mí me habla simbólico. He always speaks to me through symbolic mm-hmm. things. And I listen. And anytime God gives me something, he always confirms it. Mm-hmm. I mean, 99% of the time.
Come on now.
So he gave me something, and then I was like, oh, I want to give it to everybody. I want to go buy it and give it to everybody. And the Holy Spirit says, slow down.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. Me dio un regalo. Y yo le quiero dar a todos. Y I know my heart. Yo quiero que todos sean bendecidos. I want everybody to be blessed. And then he says, nope, it's not for everybody.
Uh-oh.
Because everybody's not there yet. Their heart is not for me. The passion, well, put the .com. Their compassion is not there for me and for souls. So they're not ready. So you cannot give it to everybody. And I have to obey the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
There was only two people that said they're ready.
Uh-oh.
And one sister already gave it to. And then it's symbolic, and then he's going to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is. Es simbólico. Ya se lo dio una hermana porque dijo que no es para todos porque todos no tienen el corazón listo todavía.
Well, I'm going to ask you, do I open it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Because I don't know, y'all. Could have been for, I don't know. So, see, I might fall off the chair. I don't know what's going on. Okay. Oh, so, I just went there to go. Then,
oh, my God, they're sitting down.
Okay.
Okay.
America.
Yes.
Don't y'all know, this is the conference recap.
Yes.
So, this totally confirms how we ended the conference on Saturday, but how we begin in this week. This is a key to the kingdom, which keys represent authority.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Show it over here.
How do those folks come
about? Yes.
Come on now, keys.
I'm wearing mine. I'm wearing mine.
And look, I was trying not to covet it, her key, because I seen it earlier and the Holy Spirit said, stop staring at her key. That's what Jesus told me. So I thought it was just confirmation to confirm the teaching. So I appreciate that. But I didn't know. I should have known.
Mm-hmm.
I should have known. This is my twin sister. That God will not do one without the other. That's how he do.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Pastor Rick. Yep. Good morning, Pastor Rick. Is it Anisha, Daniels, and
Christy
JoJo
Garcia,
Fox, and Mama Dali. Yes. This is amazing.
Yes.
Thank you for the confirmation,
and
my
he
twin
said,
sister.
Like I said, I wanted to buy so many and bless everybody, and he said no. Not everybody's ready. Their heart's not for me. They're just lip saying, but their heart is far away from me. And there's big things that are coming our way for his glory. And he's preparing us for such a time as this.
So powerful. So let me show you what it says, people of God. It says, thank you for being a key. For being a key. I didn't know I was a key. Y'all. Good morning, Brother Gary. Love you. So. Thank you, twin.
Yes.
This is so, so powerful.
And it's symbolic to me. So I'm like, okay, Lord.
This is
but
so
he said, you cannot give it to everybody.
Oh, wow.
Not everybody's ready. Not everybody's heart is ready.
Yeah, well, I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm
and
ready.
I said, okay, Lord, not my will, not our will.
But thy will be done.
And
this weekend, This is so powerful that you brought the key because we concluded that word of God.
And you didn't know. I didn't tell you.
Did you?
And we're wearing our preach girl.
Girl, preach.
What I think.
Girl, preach.
Yes.
So listen, we just want to encourage all the mighty women out there of faith to stand up in this hour.
Fox.
Come on now. Don't worry about what people are talking about. First of all, we're going to encourage you to get set free from people.
You got to be set free.
Yeah, because
then
you got to be radical.
They're going to be there.
You got to be radical in this hour about what God is
You'll
talking
be,
about.
Yes.
Yeah, just worry about what God's talking about and don't worry about nothing else. And just turn down the noise
because
it happens, you know. And it's okay, but that's why we got to get off the bottle.
Yes.
We got to get off the bottle and get on the meat and be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And then just go to the mirror and encourage yourself.
Yes.
And, you know, stop worrying your pastors to So they fall out with you coming and calling.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you call and encourage them?
Yes.
Getting a little bit ahead.
Yes.
But come on now.
Yes.
Ms. JoJo says, a lot of people got the key, but don't use it. You
mm-hmm.
show right.
Nope.
But what I found in Matthew, that's kind of at the end, where God was telling us that he don't give us one key. Because, listen, my car key don't work on my door, and my door key don't work on my car.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us keys.
Mm-hmm.
Go read it for yourself. Because
mm-hmm.
he could have said, I'm going to give you a key, a
mm-hmm.
key to the kingdom.
Yes.
But he said, I'm giving you keys
mm-hmm.
to the kingdom, which means a whole lot of stuff we got to unlock.
Yes.
Our gifting,
yes.
our joy, our peace. And, you know, we talked about that choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can unlock your choice. You can unlock your passion, like Pastor Catherine was teaching on at the conference.
Mm-hmm.
That was the key she focused on, was the key for passion.
Yes. And put the .com, compassion. Don't forget the .com.
Yeah, so when you have compassion, then you can elevate into empathy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you got so many dimensions of what we're called to do, right, twin? And we kind of get ahead of ourselves, but the key activated me. Activated me. I already went to the end. Okay.
This past weekend, all I can say gets better and better and better with God. And with the kingdom work that God's calling us to do with the body, in the body of Christ Jesus, all the warriors are rising up for such a time as this. It all started on Saturday.
Mama Dolly, we were talking about it yesterday, you know, on the phone. And I pray that you guys are, and I'm kind of skipping all around, but keep up with me, put your seatbelt on.
Yes.
That you begin to check your tribe in this season. Because it's not about just going to church. It's about doing life, okay?
Yeah.
And you have to know that, like Pastor Rick says, you know, if you're a worshiper, that should be your lifestyle every day. You shouldn't be when you show up at the house or whatever your house is that you worship at. It should be in your house, okay? Worship is a lifestyle. Love is a lifestyle, okay?
Yeah.
Tribing is a lifestyle. I don't just talk to these amazing people that I do life with only on Sunday. We talk Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. I try not to word people, okay, but whenever God drops someone in my spirit, you can best believe I'm on the phone. Then, hey, I was thinking about, just want to love on them and participate.
Mm-hmm.
We have to participate in not only our friendships, but every ship, our partnerships, our relationships. You got to participate, people. JoJo says, my husband is already up in Arkansas working.
They're moving.
God's leading is crucial in every breath and move. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's so crucial. Good morning, Miss Pamela. We always have been praying for you. And Pam, look what I'm wearing today. It's Jonna's bracelet. I felt led to wear her bracelet today that you gave me when I came to visit you guys. She is strong. I'm so excited about it. So, to God be the glory. Yes, to God be the glory. But God is good, and I don't know why these people call my phone. Even the spam people. We on the show, okay? Spam people. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus. But they be calling y'all. It's never enough. We want you guys to call. So if the
we have a calling number.
Call,
if you
want to
call
live, y'all call. And that number is 646-668-2247. You can call and join in. And listen, y'all, last week we weren't even live on the blog radio because it locked me out. You know, so guess what we did? We just closed the computer and kept it moving.
Kept moving. I kept going.
And I apologize for not being on the live, but you know what? You know, it is what it is, right, Twin?
And if you're watching, Debbie, you could call us on the Blog Talk Radio right now.
Yes,
El número es 668-2247.
Yes. So today I'm just so excited. We're having a conference recap of the Mighty Warrior Women that showed up and showed out. I've got the timekeeper in the house today. We're probably on her timekeeper today.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're going to say thank you, Lord, for
it. So we were just, look at this. This is just amazing. So encouraging and so important. So,
thank
you know,
you.
We were talking about checking your tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Listen at us real good. So some mornings when we come to the blog radio, we have these love letters. So awesome.
Beautiful.
Yes. It's so encouraging. and then they call us by our, they address us by our Holy Ghost name.
Yes.
Okay, so This is beautiful Pastor Mustang. So y'all don't know nothing about that, but we'll tell y'all about it later. It says, I love you, but Jesus loves you more. You are doing great. And that's in big capital letters. Continue this race with endurance and greater faith.
Oh, wow.
Because God will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips
yes.
with shouts of joy. Y'all think I'm way too much now. When this prophecy, see, this is written.
Yes.
When it comes to pass, don't be trying to top them. Don't do it. I'm telling you that because woe to you. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
So I'm not turning down America. Actually, I was encouraged
yes.
to turn up.
Hallelujah.
Girlfriend.
Yes. And mine, I'm going to read mine now. I love it. This is Mama Laura. I have a lot of spiritual daughters, let me tell you. Oh, my gosh. God is so good. It's ascending blessings, prayers your way. Have a fantastic show, a God-filled week.
Come on now.
And let your light shine before others. Matthew 5:16.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Homer. Yeah, thanks, Homer. And then
she
show up, too.
And then she show
beautiful.
Up.
Yeah, that's
part of the... Of the audience.
Yeah. Today.
Yes.
But to God be the glory.
Yes.
So we're just excited, guys. We're trying to get to this, I promise you, but we just get ignited. It's the key. The key
yes.
did that to me. I was
yeah.
trying to slow down and chill out today, but the key, and then Papa Jack came in, and he encouraged us about the simple truth. So y'all can get it today. Okay. So to God be the glory, and be mindful. We had a super fantastic bubble
plastic
weekend
yes.
in the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it started, like you said, on Saturday
mm-hmm.
with the Abide in His Presence Women Conference
mm-hmm.
in at Change Church Dallas
mm-hmm.
with Pastor Simon and Catherine Hernandez.
Yes.
And I shout that and salute you this morning.
All the women
and,
there.
Thank you guys for allowing us to be part of what God is doing in your ministry and that you trust the fire.
Yes.
Pastor Simon said
yes.
to me when I first
yes.
walked in the door, he said, I want you to know I got a law.
Yes.
To put on the fire that I know you're not free.
And you know what, Pastor Marlo, as soon as I walked in and I heard Pastor Rick Pope doing
worship,
I was like, woo!
Yeah.
It was so awful.
That's the way Miss Henry was, too. And she walked in, she goes, ooh, that's my song. It reminded me of, y'all know how we used to go to the club. Don't act like you never went to the club.
Remember those things?
Y'all know how you used to go and you said, ooh, they playing my song.
Not my
well,
song.
That's what we doing in the house of God now. Okay?
I got so drunk in the spirit. I told Mama, Mama, you know, I wrote with her. I said,
yeah.
I'm glad you're driving because I
yeah.
still feel drunk in
yeah.
the spirit.
That's so
it was
powerful.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
It was powerful.
Thank you guys for that.
Yes, they usher us into
mm-hmm.
the presence of the Lord. It's Ashley, Rick Pope, and Brianna.
Yeah.
We
yeah, and
too.
Our drummer, I didn't get his name, but that was beautiful
yeah. Yeah.
For that team. Mm-hmm. And then speaking of worship, this Friday night
Woo!
Is at the House of Glory. It's
prophetic
night of worship.
Come on,
I'm telling
join
you,
us.
It only be standing room only, right, Mama Dali?
Yes.
It'd be so powerful to
yes.
where, I'm telling you, in the fall, for those that don't know, I'm going to share since Pastor Rick already, we're in agreement. We're going to have a worship concert on the property.
Yay!
Y'all better get ready. That's going to happen in October, I think. I don't know the date, but whatever Pastor Rick say, that's what we're doing. Because, see, God gave me the vision, and I released it to the man of worship. I'm not over worship. I'm just over vision, okay? So when he gave me the vision, I released it, and now it's been activated.
Mm-hmm.
And to God be the glory. So y'all better get ready because
yeah.
it's going down.
It's going down.
Okay?
Yeah.
But this Friday night at 6:45, we will be at
yes.
the House of Glory, right directly behind the mansion at 2704 building. It's done. Oh, wow. I don't even have words now. I don't
yeah.
even have no more words.
Yeah.
It's just come and get in his presence.
And people are hungry and
mm-hmm.
they're coming in one by one.
Yeah.
And I thank God for that. And this Sunday also, we have a powerful
oh, wow.
day
yes.
at the House of Glory.
Glory.
I mean,
Pastor
wow.
Joe Martinez.
Pastor Joe,
he
shout
brought
out
that,
to you. Wow.
He brought that humble thunder. Have y'all ever experienced humble thunder?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. And then with the radical interpreter,
yes,
you will
yes.
get activated.
Yes, and Brother Freddie came
yeah.
in and asked the prayer for his family. And just Holy Spirit
yeah.
just manifested in
yeah.
such a mighty way. Powerful. And then from there, we went to Marine Park.
Oh, yes.
And let me tell you, Wow.
Yeah.
Just God is.
The testimony of Camacho.
Yeah, Joe Camacho.
He was on his way to go buy drugs and kill himself.
Yeah.
But he was drawn to the park across the street in the neighborhood, wherever, I don't know. And he immediately gave his life to God.
Yeah.
And right then and there, and he began, his testimony was, I've lost hope. I lost my family. I lost my house. But I just wanted to kill myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, but God.
And God used
him.
So
that's why we do what we
do.
The
word
people.
Was already in him, but it looked like God was activating it. I think activated.
Yeah.
It was powerful. It was, and he got on his knees. I said, I need all of you to pray for me. And it took place, and my family showed up.
Yeah.
All my family, my son Thomas.
Yeah.
They asked me what I wanted for my birthday, and I said, I just want you to come to Marine Park. That's all I want. Because they're like, I don't know if I'd be able to do it. And they go, well, how much is it? I said, it's free. Just come to the Marine Park. And they came Sunday.
It was
a setup. It was everybody pray for us. That was good. But we had a beautiful time. And I know that my son will remember those days. My grandbaby.
It was just,
wow.
It was beautiful.
We had over 70 people from 2:30 till almost 6:30. Mm-hmm. And
it was powerful.
Yes. Connect.
It was powerful. But we just thank God for what he is doing, not only in our tribe, but every tribe, you know, and circle that has the kingdom agenda at hand.
Kingdom agenda.
Yeah, because that's what's important, is that, you know, that we get outside the four walls and we connect, and, you know, and use what God has put in us, and then grow up, too. Mm-hmm. We got to grow up in this hour, because God has need of us, you know. The things he put in us, we gotta let it out. You know, we can't just, like, Lord, say, glut the word. Like Bill Joe says, we are the bride.
Yeah.
Come on now. Yeah. To God be the glory. But we want to encourage you guys to continue. Girl, preach.
Woo!
Okay. And we're going to come out of Mark this morning. Mark 16 and 15. Listen, write these scriptures down. And read them for yourself.
Escribe las escrituras y estúdialas para ti mismo.
Yes, read them for yourself. One thing I want to do before we start reading is I appreciate every time I see Papa Patrick. Everywhere I go, he on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
He's some places I don't even go, he on the scene. But I see him, Facebook. Y'all know Laura Kelly going to bring it live.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so encouraging. Can you translate this there?
Papá dice que me da gracias porque usted está donde quiera con Dios y dando la palabra. And he got to speak Sunday too.
Yeah, he gave his testimony.
Testimonio.
Yeah.
Y que está aquí, está en muchos lugares y ella le quiere decir que le da gracias a Dios por usted.
Yes, I want to tell him that I appreciate his zeal.
Dice que aprecia tu amor que tienes para las cosas de Dios.
A lot of people I've learned just, you know, in life, period.
He aprendido muchas cosas en el mundo.
Not necessarily ministry, but life.
En vida.
They complain about
muchas gente
being
son
tired.
No, todo lo que
Come
sale de la boca es negativo.
But Papa Patrick is, what, 81?
81 años tiene, ¿verdad?
81 years old. And he is serving people.
Y usted está sirviendo.
He is loving on people. He,
amando a la
every
gente.
Tuesday, he beat me to the mansion.
Él llega aquí primero.
And when he comes, he's putting out my trash.
Yes. Y sacamos le saca la basura aquí en la mansión.
How many
he
people
wants to serve.
Do
he
you
wants
know?
To serve.
That's where we're going.
Anything I can do.
You know, wake up with the zeal of serving on their heart.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody, you know, and we have to really acknowledge the people that do that, just like every.
Tiene que hablar de la gente que la ayuda.
That's a beautiful thing.
Es una cosa hermosa.
Every Tuesday we're here. Trust and believe me, we ain't gonna never thirst. Cause Papa Jack.
And then Papa Jack nos trae el agua.
Hey, he gonna make sure that we don't get thirsty.
Yes, yes.
It don't matter if it's gonna be eternal water, simple truth. That Deja, what is it? Dasani,
mm-hmm.
Ozarka. Hey, he coming with it.
Topo Chico.
Topo Chico. That's beautiful because you know what?
Water every time.
That encourages me and Laura, my twin sister. That says to me,
porque eso
girl, preach.
Yes.
That's what that says to me.
Hope,
yes.
Encouragement too. Words. I like it when I come and I find them hanging.
Yeah, it's just so beautiful. And then let's not forget Mama Dali.
Mm-hmm.
Who stuck with us And we'll preach this subject from back there if you don't, if you ain't paying attention. She, you know, we
she's been
again.
Here since we were in the other
yes.
room, and she was one person in the hallway. In the hallway. I like when they show the memories, because she's always on the, and I think Rosa used to be behind her.
Yeah, she was so powerful, and then Mama Susan would show up with her office right here at Keller Williams. It was so powerful.
Yes.
But God be the glory. Because answer Sister Joseph's question, yes, I listen to your CD every day in my suite. And it's so such a beautiful CD, and eventually we will get it recapped in. It's a process, so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a process to get it in our grid. And I'll let you know what that is. But I listen to it, and we encourage it.
And
so.
She said, "Greatness comes from the heart."
Well, I think it's a problem. Oh yeah, I don't see it.
Okay. Well, they say greatness
but
comes from
to God be the
heart
glory, God. Yeah, and it does. So I just wanted to salute Papa and everybody that
yes.
comes and
yes.
connects with us and push us. That's why we're saying you got to know your tribe.
Yes.
And you got to check your tribe.
And we're
today.
Team Jesus.
Yes, yes. And that's really what the tribe is. It's a team. It's a team. That's just another dimension
Pastor
of it.
Pastor Robert Moore
yeah.
and Pastor Joe here, everybody like Team Jesus.
Yeah, that's so powerful. So we're going to get into the meat of it today. We're going to get into the word of Mark 16 and 15.
Marcos 16, 15. Libro de Marcos 16. God's love letters.
Which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones.
Thank you,
Lord. Y vamos al libro de... And thank you for your patience as I'm learning how to
Come
read
on,
it yeah. in Spanish. I'm going to get better. I'm learning, growing, and knowing. And thank you, Pastor Malo,
absolutely.
For the opportunity and pushing me off the
absolutely.
Cliff.
Absolutely. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. San Marcos 16, versículo 15, dice, y él les dijo, y por todo el mundo... y predicar el evangelio a toda criatura,
so
a toda criatura, a toda criatura.
That's so powerful. I'm going to read the Passion Translation in Mark 16 and 15. And he said to them, and who is them? You and me. When you pick up your word, he's talking to you. Okay? And he says, and he said to them, as you go into all the world, preach openly the wonderful news, the good news, y'all, to the entire human race. So that means if you're at the grocery store and you get the opportunity, preach the good news. If you're at the bank, preach the good news.
Do it.
And you know what? I'm kind of upset with the banking system right now, because when you go in, you're only going to see maybe one or two people, and it's going to be 15 people in the line. They act like they don't want to hire nobody to take their money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just blowing me away when I really look at the circumference of it, but we're gonna still preach to them. We get to the front. They take us 2 hours to get to the front of the line, but we're going to still preach to them. But I noticed that because they done pushed us to the ATMs. There's no more connection. Y'all know how you used to have a banker that you could go to, and you know, you'd have to make all of the appointments. And it's okay to make appointments because I work by appointments, so I understand the appointment system. But what I'm saying is pay attention to what's going on in the world today.
Because
the world ain't got no time for you.
Porque el mundo no tiene tiempo ahorita para ti.
So get connected to the one who
so
created you.
Conéctate con el que
Come
sí
on
tiene
now.
Tiempo para
who
ti.
Created
ah,
time.
Que
yes.
lo creó, el que lo creó. Woo-hoo!
So God is telling us to go preach the wonderful news to the entire human race. So this is what Christ has given us. Uh-oh, let me get my keys. Hold on, wait a minute. This is what God has given us. So much authority.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what the key represents is authority.
Mm-hmm.
He's given us so much authority, and we must go.
Mm-hmm.
So come on, man. We got to
mm-hmm.
get up in full authority.
Yeah.
So that means that we got lots of keys.
Dios nos está dando las llaves y tenemos que ir con mucha, mucha autoridad.
Come on now. So this kingdom platform takes us into the universe. We thank God. We're all over the world right now at this moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because we come into his matchless name. Because his name is the name
above
all
names.
Come on now.
Porque el nombre de Jesús es el nombre de todos los nombres. Y ahorita estamos en todo alrededor del mundo.
Yeah. So this is just truth that we're bringing.
Porque hablando su palabra.
And I thank Papa for saying just teach the simple truth.
Yeah.
The truth is real simple.
Yeah.
It's simple enough for a seventh grader or a seven-year-old or a 70-year-old.
Es simple la palabra de Dios.
Come on now. So we're just excited about what God is talking about. And we want to encourage all the women. Girl preach.
Girl preach.
Yes. And the name of that conference was Abide in His Presence. And the Lord said that's how they're going to abide. We have to be obedient.
Yes.
You know, it's required in the kingdom.
Yes.
It really
yes.
is.
Yes.
So we just want to encourage you to remain in Him,
mm-hmm.
and Him in you.
Mm-hmm.
I love that Jesus is divine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Him and He in you and we in Him. Come on, that just gives me this. Ooh,
yes.
ooh. If God is in you, you should get up and be excited about
yes.
it.
Yes. Every day.
Yes. Because it's in Him that you move and breathe and have your being.
Yes.
It's
yes.
not in you waking up in your alarm clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? If He chose
mm-hmm.
that today was the day that you would be with Him, your alarm clock would still be going off.
Yes.
And somebody else in the house or the
yes.
dog, somebody going to go hit it.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I'm just saying the truth. This
yes.
is the simple
yes.
truth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm encouraged to talk about the simple truth today.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you, Papa Jack, for activating
it.
Me with the keys
yes.
and the truth.
Yes.
Come on, now.
That's
it's so powerful. So, twins, to God
yes.
be the glory.
To God be the glory, man. God
so, let's go on and roll on to the next verse to encourage the people. Because so listen, we're going to go to 2 Timothy, and this is where you're going to tap into more boldness.
Mm.
Because God is going to encourage you to be bold. Mm-hmm. Come on now, 2 Timothy 4:2. Yes, Lord. It's so good to see you today, Hope.
Oh,
it's so good to see you today. Yes.
2 Timothy
4:2. No, you're going right. 2 Timothy 2 right here.
Vamos al libro de Timoteo 2, verso 4:2. God's
mm.
love letters,
which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es
fuego.
Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts.
Mm.
Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y la palabra dice en 2 Timoteo 4, versículo 2, dice que prediques la palabra que instantes a tiempo y fuera de tiempo. Reprende a exhortar con toda persistencia de doctrina. De
Hallelujah.
Doctrina.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. This is so powerful. This is a word of encouragement, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of meat packed into this encouragement because I think we as people of God, we only kind of pick out what we want. We don't go and flow into the whole truth of it. Because here in 2 Timothy 4:2, I'm reading out of the NIV, which that's what you're reading out of. It says, preach the word. So remember, girl, we're encouraging you to preach.
Mm-hmm.
Preach the word. Be prepared.
Prepara la palabra.
Come on now.
Predica la palabra y estés lista.
In season and out of season.
Mm-hmm.
This is so powerful right here. It says, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience.
Mm-hmm.
And careful instruction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, what this is about is you got to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what it says.
Amen.
Mucho grande. Come on. Yes.
Mucha paciencia.
Yes.
Because you're going to be tested.
Yeah. You got to, but see, most people, I'm telling Jesus, help me out with this Espanol because you done threw me all the way in it and I need you to help. Okay? And I want it because this is where you got me and this is what I need. And I want to do it in a spirit of excellence.
Yes.
And I want to do it right. And I want to just be everything you call me to be. Because you can't see, God is so hilarious.
Yes.
You may ask him for one thing and he's going to show you another way.
Yes.
And he don't never do nothing the same way.
No.
Okay? So you might as well get it out of your mind that it's going to be, it's going to be completely different. And you're going to be corrected in it. You're going to be rebuked in it.
Yes.
And then after that, he encourages you.
Yeah.
So some people
yes.
just want to be encouraged,
mm-hmm.
encouraged. Nobody want to be corrected.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me tell you.
Nobody want to be rebuked. Because don't y'all know that's love?
Yes.
Correction.
Yes.
When you correct your children, it's because you love them, right?
Yes.
Well, that's what God does.
Yes.
Sometimes he uses his people to show us the right way.
Yes.
That's what he does, and to correct us and rebuke us. because that's Amen. Love.
Amen.
So I be saying, Lord, the Lord be working on me. Mm-hmm. I promise you. I'm the one now that get up at 6, 8 a.m. while it's still cool in the day. I be sleepy as sleepy can sleep. But I get up and I go outside because God told me, he gave me special instructions. Since I brought you back this way, I want you to go out back and create a place for me and you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I elevated my whole patio system just for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord, if you give me the finances, if you do that, I'll do that. And I go out there, and do you know at 6:45, I have a dog that's connected to my backyard. Well, it's not my dog, but he might as well be. All he used to do is bark, bark, bark. I said, Lord, I'll do that, but that's a spirit of distraction. Can you calm the dog down? Guess what? The dog don't even bark no more. When I go out in the morning, the dog don't even bark. It's like he's expecting Jesus to show up too.
Yeah.
Okay, so I go, I lay on my love seat, and I just look up into the heavens, and I don't say nothing. It's not like I'm talking.
Right.
I just be quiet and listen to him because I got to get the full instruction for what God is doing. Sometimes I lay out there, he rebuke me. Come on.
Yeah.
Sometimes I
yeah.
lay out there, he correct me.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I lay out there and he encourage me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have to be open for what God, and God is so patient with us.
Yes.
That's what this word is telling us. So what an encouragement from the word of God here.
Yes.
This is Paul encouraging
yes.
Timothy. And if you're a leader, you have every right to walk it out the way Paul. He's mm-hmm. teaching us how to do this. When we stand up for God's truth, see, that's why this water is so prophetic today,
mm-hmm.
in his simple truth.
And it seems
and
like
hold
it
accountable. Come on now. When you hold accountable false teachers, that's why we encourage you to get in your word.
Mm-hmm.
Get in your word. Don't take our word for it. We're just messengers.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Because they're going to bring their own doctrine, which means their own opinion.
Yeah. Oh,
people yeah. have their own opinion. And if you're in the word, you can shut that down. But if
yeah.
you ain't in the word and you don't know, you just going to walk by their opinion.
Yeah.
And then when it ain't
yeah.
manifesting for you, that's because you're walking out of opinion.
Yeah, because you have to have that relationship with
yeah.
God, that intimacy. Because when you do, anything he tells you later, he's going to confirm it. Like with me, 99% of the time when he speaks to me,
mm-hmm.
99% of the time, I get confirmation right away.
And conviction.
And conviction.
Yeah.
And whatever he wants to do is like, keep searching my heart.
Yeah.
Keep dealing with me. Keep, you know, and I get rebuked and he gets
oh, yeah.
after me. And then, but his ways are harder. I
yeah.
got to obey.
He going to do that. So we're fulfilling the ministry that he has called us to do.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a place, y'all can say it, girl preach.
Go
ahead, because I'm coming.
Go preach.
Yep, y'all can. This sounds
girl,
like
preach.
Holy boldness.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So it's okay to tell somebody when they come in with you with some doctrine. That's not what the word of God, that ain't lining up. That ain't lining up with what I just read, what God told me. And then
yes.
that's where you can boldly say, preach the word in season and out of season. We cannot water ourselves down, dummy ourselves down. That's why we say and encouraging you, you got to know the kingdom work requires boldness.
Yes. Amen.
This dimension is not for wimps.
Nope.
It's just not. Okay?
No.
So here is where we encourage you to get off the bottle.
Yeah.
Just get off the bottle.
No son personas que tengan miedo. Y ya es tiempo que dejemos la tetera.
Come on now. I want to watch my grandson. How is your grandson?
He's 7 months.
And mine's is double that. He's 18 months. But one thing I noticed about Majesty now, he ain't trying to drink too many more bottles. He's trying to get to the kitchen and get some meat.
Solid food.
Yeah. So he'll drink a bottle, but that's still not enough.
Mm-hmm.
He got to go to the kitchen and he want to chew everything you chewing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So in the spirit, if we're around a whole bunch of people that want to stick a bottle in our mouth,
because
that's to be quiet and just to appease. Because at some point, even as babies, they got to get off the bottle.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And they got to get on the meat.
Yeah.
Okay? And they got to get some bread, too, which is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
So when we get on the meat and we get down to partaking, this message is for those who's ready.
Mm-hmm.
If you ready.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, let's go.
Let's go.
Because
yeah.
this is our reasonable service to, you know, God, he didn't just open up this platform for us to be like all on Facebook, because we could do this at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could do a blog. I'm just saying, go ahead. Listen, do y'all think this has been an easy process? It's a consistent process.
Yeah.
I've been over here for 8 years. I started out by myself.
Yeah.
And I might end up by myself. I don't know. But all I have to do is continue to show up.
Amen.
And be consistent.
Yes.
And continue to pay these people, because ain't nothing over here free.
Yes.
I want you to understand that.
Yes.
And but yes. God said if he encourages us to do it, he will make provision.
He will.
Because he's our provider.
Yes.
You worried about where the money going to come from to do whatever he's calling you to do, but really it's already on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You got to catch up with it.
Yeah, you can't have
come
fear.
On there.
You can't have fear. You got to
believe it and
trust him. And but his word is so alive that it shall not of
it. It will.
And it's so beautiful. When we were at the conference, the authority that God uses in the word, in his word, his love letters, when I got there, David's mom, her name was
Miss Henry.
Mm-hmm. I said, Miss Henry, I said, all of us are going to win the gifts.
Oh, yeah.
You wait and see, all of us. God's going to call us, each one of us. And I pray that one of us win the grand prize, and I declare with authority in the name of Jesus, and guess who won the grand prize?
Alex.
Did you see the baby girl so excited and wild?
And I thought it was so pivotal how God set it up. Because, see, we were just all sitting around, and then Paloma, who was the person's ticket holder, she specifically calls up Gabby.
Which she was a different Gabby, and Gabby ran.
It was two Gabbies, but Gabby took authority. And come from the back,
she ran up
to get the ticket, but she didn't know. She was pulling the ticket for her mama.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a celebration in the end. Once they pulled the ticket and it was for their mom, they celebrated.
Oh, my heart just
isn't
that
beautiful?
Was like, what a step.
But that's how God wants us to do. Come on now.
That's in the power of the tongue. I'm learning more and more. That's why I'm be careful what you speak of others. Pray. Interesting. But pray. Have a teachable heart. I'm learning, growing, and knowing, and I'm not always right. I'm not always right. But God, I'm humble enough to say, continue to pour into me. And I thank God that I have a leader, sister, twin sister like you, that's helping me. You know, and
I
give God all the glory.
Iron sharpens iron now. We help each other. But the thing is, just, you know, when people do that, you know what? Jesus already told us, so they ain't going to be easy. Living this life for the kingdom of God is not like skipping the park.
Mm-hmm.
It is like learning, knowing, and growing.
Yes, yes.
And people will do what they do, say what they say, but you don't. We told you earlier, just turn the volume down. And you know, that's a spirit of shining.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is when you flow in that, you have a spirit, accountability to ignore those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, negative different things, and you don't entertain it. You don't even talk about it because you don't care.
Yeah.
You know, you just stay focused.
Yeah.
Because here's this: what we're talking about in this dimension requires action, people.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
And the action is to point the people in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
if you're not careful, people start trying to want to be like you when they need to be like him.
That's right.
Come on now.
That's right.
They want to be like Christ. As long as you illuminate the Christ in them, and then our reasonable service is to activate the Christ in them, and so that they can be everything that
God
called them to be, you know, and encourage them. Because if you're a pastor and you got people just showing up just for you, they showing up for the wrong reason.
For the wrong reason.
They got to be showing up to be totally different and leave different from what they came.
Yes.
You know, if you're crossing a threshold at any house of God, and if you keep showing up the same way, then I encourage you to examine where you're showing up, because you have to be in a place that activates you to encourage you for change.
Yeah.
Because Jesus Christ is a change agent.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit in us, he's the one that's leading and guiding us.
Yeah,
so we have to know that boldness is contagious, y'all.
Oh, yes.
And when we are bold for Christ, enduring hardships over even in our faith, and what I'm learning every day now, it's not about our faith. It's about what God has already done. We have to tap into his faith and what he's already done for us.
Yes.
It's not that, you know, Lord, I'm feeling sick today. Can you heal me? Well, the word that I read says we've already been healed for over 2,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we just feel like we got to conjure up some kind of healing.
Yes.
Healing belongs to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
the children's bread. So partake of it. Yeah. And, you know, just believe it and know it and walk it out.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we have different ways. Like sometimes we have to go and, you know, to the doctor. And sometimes it's all different ways, but God is real.
And sometimes it's a process, because I had a knee issue and I never told nobody. And then I would go home crying. My knee would be throbbing and hurting. But every day I would say, thank you that I'm healed. Thank you that I'm healed. Well, it manifested. So a year later, with Pastor Martin, when we got stranded over there in the cold winter, but we ended up,
I remember that.
And the altar that night, I went to bed and I was crying. I said, God, the pain is getting stronger and I know I'm healed, so I thank you. And next thing you know, I felt this heat over my body and the pain of the knee just went away, gone, I'm healed. And it was a process.
Yeah.
But every day I would say, I'm here,
you
know. You so sometimes it's instantly. I had an earache and it was instant. It was pop. I heard pop and pain. So however God want to do it, but you must believe.
Yeah.
And know that he
and
will.
And guess what, America? Our ultimate healing is to be in his face.
In his face.
That's how we get our ultimate healing.
That's the ultimate.
Come on now. So now nobody want to talk about the simple truth, though. Yes, it's just the simple truth. And from there, we're going to roll on to 2 Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
2:15.
Vamos al libro de Timoteo 2.
This is some good stuff, y'all.
15. God's love letters,
which
is
fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y dice, procurar con diligencia presentarte a Dios aprobado como obrero que no tiene de que avergonzarse, que usa bien la palabra de verdad.
Come on now.
Gloria a Dios.
This is such a powerful word because this is a place of encouragement. Through the whole book of verses, it's just so, Paul is so encouraging Timothy. Not even that, he even skips up, but we missed some of that. But in Philippians, he's even encouraging the church from the dungeon of the cell, encouraging the church to line up. But he's telling Timothy, do your best. 2 Timothy 2:15, do your best to present yourself to God, not to people, but to God as one approved. Stop trying to get approval of people.
From people.
Because that's how we stumble.
Don't do it.
So it says that to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed. And don't ever miss this. Who correctly handles the word of truth.
Amen.
So I want to read the KJV portion. It says here, come on now, you gotta know. It says here, hold on. It says, study, come on now, to show thyself approved. Unto who? Unto God.
Right. And mine says, be diligent.
Okay. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what we've been to teach, preach, so y'all can encourage us. Girl, preach. Okay.
Yes. Girl, preach.
Yes. Just, come on now, as we can rightfully divide that we were encouraged, we must know that we can definitely wrongfully divide it. And how dangerous is that? That is a very dangerous place. That's why you have to know that you know and stay in the spirit because the Holy Spirit is your teacher.
Yes.
He's going to teach you and lead you because a lot of people out here just teaching up. See, that's where that false doctrine comes in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just getting half the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Half the truth is still a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's still not the truth. Okay? So you got to understand that if whatever is being told to you or taught to you don't line up with this word, it's not the truth. And you got, but if you don't, like the word say in 2 Timothy, if you don't study, or like it says here in the NIV, be diligent. If you don't be diligent to show thyself, because at the end of the day, it's you and God. It's not about you, your pastor, and the other people, the clicked up stuff. Not about that. It's about you and God, because just in case, I always say this, just in case, Jesus chooses to take me on to victory, glory, and all that other good stuff with the trumpets and all that.
Right.
I want you to know how much I love you today.
Mm-hmm.
Because Once he can make that decision, yeah. I'm not going to be over here to ever tell you I'm going to be walking with the lover.
Yeah.
With the lover.
And don't crack if I'm gone, crack if you're left.
Yeah. You know, so we have to do that. You know, we got to learn to stay in the spirit.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if not, when we stay in the fresh, that's why I'm so grateful for last week. I got delivered for the slap people. Now, I don't know about this week. I got delivered the whole week because I didn't have time to think about people.
Mm-hmm.
I was studying to show myself approved
mm-hmm.
because I had work to do from the 8-year-old to the 80-year-old.
Right.
Come on now. Mm-hmm. When you know that God is holding you accountable to
yes.
teach an 8-year-old all the way to an 84-year-old,
yes. Yes.
you've got to fill in the gap with the word.
Yes. Yes.
And you got to be
yes.
equipped.
Yes.
And you got to make sure God is approving you,
yes.
not man.
Yes.
Because
yes.
once you get up and open your mouth, it's no longer you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's not you anymore. It's the
Amen.
Spirit,
Amen.
You know, and then people should walk away with something. When you open your mouth,
yes.
be talking about something.
Because yes.
if not, the
yes.
word encourages us that we sound like clinging cymbals,
yes.
just making up a bunch of noise
yes.
with a collar on. Who
yes.
does that?
Yes.
yes. And we want people to, oh, look at me. I'm a preacher. But you ain't got no fire. You ain't got no thunder. You can't
no
run
love.
Off no demon.
No love.
Okay. Big one.
Just know the word
yeah.
no love. No love.
Go ahead and encourage us.
Go preach.
And I love Paul, how he encourages Timothy once again, till I come, give attendance to the reading and exhort
yes.
the doctrine.
Yes.
Not
yes.
your mind, not your thought,
mm-hmm.
but the doctrine,
yes.
the true doctrine of the word of God.
Yes.
So we just want to encourage you guys, and I know we kind of coming close to running out of time, but
yes.
I want to ask you guys a question today. Who are you encouraging?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No,
who you,
really.
Who are you speaking
about? Yeah, who are you encouraging? And then on the flip side, who encouraging you? Because
yes.
if you don't have that coming in that you got going out,
yes.
that's how we become
yeah.
shipwrecked. We become empty.
Yes. Yes.
And then we get sad and want to complain to God when we could have checked our tribe.
Yes.
That's what we have to do because the word of God is so for sure in Luke 6:38.
Yes.
It talks about our measure. And that's how every man was dealt the measure.
Yes.
But what are you doing with your measure?
Yes.
It
yes.
says, give and it shall be given unto you. That's Luke 6:38
yes.
now.
Yes.
Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
Yes.
If your measure is love, you should be getting that back.
Yes.
Like
yes.
3,573.
Yes.
Of all the promises,
yes.
if you're not getting that back, stop giving it out. Because now, if God tell you to do something, do it. But you can rest assured, this is a biblical principle.
Yes.
This is coming from the word of God.
Yes.
Give. If you're giving love, that's what you should
yes.
be getting back.
Yes.
If you're not giving no peace out, then why are you expecting peace?
Yeah. Yeah.
So who are you encouraging? And God encourages us, it will be given back to us in good measure.
Right.
Pressed down, shaken
yes.
together, and running
yes.
over
yes.
shall men give
yes.
back into your bosom.
Mm-hmm.
But with the same measure that you need,
mm-hmm.
it shall be measured back to you, not but once, again.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, I mean, really, and I'm speaking from a lot of experience, but
yes.
this is a biblical principle. I'm kind of tired,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not weary.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get weary in well-doing, but you can
mm-hmm.
say, Lord, I'm tired of that dumb stuff.
Yes.
I'm tired of people always coming to want to do a drive-by.
Yeah.
Just want to suck it up, all the anointing, all the love, all the, and then they want to take off, and then they ain't giving them none back. And then you be like, what did I do wrong? Then you start pointing the finger at you because that's what the enemy wants you to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is do that instead of saying, you know what, Lord? He says, well, that's when you get that rebuke. The Holy
yeah.
Spirit said, don't do that no more.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll get corrected and tell you how to do it. And then he will encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. And that happened to me this past weekend. You know, even though, you know, God is manifesting in my life like never before with his love. But I had more than 4 or 5 people come up to me when I was over here getting inside my car, and one of them was Robert Biles. He says, you know, Lord, I love God, but I have days, good days and bad days. But whenever I just want to get encouraged, I just go to your Facebook, and I see Pastor Marlowe and you, Mornings at the Mansion. I see everything that God's doing, and it encourages me to keep going, and I get encouraged. And that was, for me, that was encouraging because, you know, you always hear the negative, but it's okay. It don't matter. And then I had three homeless people that gave me a card that when I was reading it, they had me crying because everything they were writing is stuff that I thank the Lord that I needed to hear at that moment to know that God's making a difference in the park for the people. And then they say, you really call us your family? You made me cry because you said that when your family came and we prayed for them. And I said, yeah. I told them I'm going to on my birthday here to the park because they're my family. I said, you are my family. I'm here because of Jesus. Because he loved me first. And I'm able to now to love y'all. And just for them to hear that we love them, it meant a lot to them because they hear everything else. You messed up. That's what you did. You shouldn't have done that. And you know, but we're letting the Holy Spirit, and God's bringing conviction, by the way. Pastor Martha does let them know about, you know, you reap what you sow and the conviction that, but we love on them, you know, and we let the Holy Spirit. I don't have to go tell them 50 verses. This says it, this. And you bet the Holy Spirit is doing it. And they all ask for Bibles.
Yeah,
they're asking for Bibles now. So, and then the one girl that got blessed with the Bible, she's reading her Bible. She had one that was all beat up and highlighted. And that's what's going to bring change in their life.
Right.
It's the word of God. Eso lo único que te va a traer cambio en tu vida es la palabra de Dios.
And the love.
Y el amor. For
and
others.
That's why we're saying, you know, emphasizing on what are you giving. If you give
yes.
love,
that's
what your measure is. That's what your return is. I don't know about you, but, you know, it's even in the natural, when we make an investment on any dimension, you want a return on your investment.
Yeah.
And that's what the word is encouraging us in. But a lot of times this Luke 6:38 is preached only about money.
Yeah.
And it's not about money. Now, money will come. It says that blessings will run us down and overtake us.
Yes.
You know, and if you're doing the things God has given you, he tells us in his word that those that are rule over small things, that will make you rule over many.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are stewarding your finances well, then you will have to be plenty.
Mm-hmm.
If you're stewarding your friends well, you will have plenty. If you're stewarding your family well, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about that, and I just want to encourage the body to just turn the volume down because you don't have to worry about what people are doing or saying.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
Just do what your call to do. Absolutely. That's what God will have us to do. And that's what God said, Jesus said, forgive them for they not know what they do, because I've been there. I'm guilty of it at times, you know. And that's what we got to be sure of. And the Lord convicts me. He's like, Lord, you better get it together, girl. You tripping. You got to make sure you're doing what's right. You pray for them. Yeah, you pray for them. And that's where their struggling, and so what you gonna do? Okay, write their names down, find the scripture, and pray for them. And I do, y'all. I really do.
Yeah.
It's where I'm at now.
Yeah.
Okay, it's been a process in here.
Yeah.
But I'm still learning and growing and knowing. And I thank God for putting up with me every day.
It's okay. But we serve a mighty God. And he is the one that brings change.
Yeah.
We don't have the power to even change ourselves. That's why we can't be trying to take the speck out of somebody else. We got a big blanket out.
Well,
we just can't do that. We just have to.
Knocking people down.
Hurting folks. But anyway. But you got to realize hurting people hurt people. So
let's
play confused people confuse people. You just got to know. That's why we say check your tribe. And make sure that you're just being about the Father's business. You're doing everything you need to do. And Pastor Rick is reminding us about
Friday.
The prophetic night of worship here at the House of Glory. And he said, Pastor Rick, we're on top of it. Prophetic worship at 6:45 here in the 2700 block in the back in building 2704. I'm telling you, it's standing room only, and the angels are all around, all upstairs, layered up. It's so powerful.
And this Sunday, I'm sharing the good news.
Oh, yes,
Mark here at
Kelly.
The House of Glory.
Bring the word at the House of Glory on the fifth Sunday. So for all of her familial, show up at 2700 West Park Road and come to the back of the mansion. You'll see the parking lot full. Yeah, because they're going to come here, the mighty woman of God. So we just pushed her off the cliff, and God is doing a great thing and calling her deeper. We're going deeper still, y'all, in the things of God. And he's calling us. And it takes a team. That's what we talk about, the team Jesus.
Team
it
Jesus.
Takes a team to make any dream in the kingdom. come to pass, you know. So we're just excited that you guys tuned in today. We ask that you guys continue to pray for us and to encourage us to continue to, you know, preach in season and out of season.
And we'll be at Marine Park today at 6 p.m. If you want to come join us, come on. We welcome you. 6 p.m. and we do Bible study. It's getting, la familia keeps going and growing.
And we have Bible study here at the House of Glory. If you want to be in reach with Papa
You can
Jay.
Be in the air conditioner or you can be outside, wherever you want to be, but come, join us.
That's at what time, 6, 7, 6:30?
We start at 6:30 and we start at 7:30.
They feed at 6:30, and the word, they double feed. They feed naturally at 6:30 and spiritually at 7:30.
Yeah.
So to God be the glory, and we just love you guys for tuning in, and we thank God for you. And we ask that you continue to pray for us as we pray
for
you.
Us. Yes.
We ask you to share the video because someone out there may have need of this word today.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you guys so much. And Miss JoJo Fox, I am so enjoying your music, and I just thank God. So go to JoJo Fox's page and check out how to get her her music.
Mm-hmm.
She has incredibly anointed music, and we're working on getting it on our blog grid.
Mm-hmm.
I have to catch up with the people that do all that, but I've been listening to it every day and encouraging the people that I'm connected to reach out and go buy the music. You know, let's be supported. But we thank God for each and every one of you.
Share the video.
Yes.
Share the video.
And we will see you next Tuesday. At 10 a.m.
Yes.
At the morning of the night.
And Father, we just thank you for this morning. Father, te damos gracias por esta mañana. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your patience with us. Le damos gracias por tu amor y por tu paciencia. And Father, I just pray that if there's anybody out there that's tuning in to watch Mornings at the Mansion that doesn't know you, si hay alguien que está viendo el show que no te conoce, I just pray that they open up their hearts to you, God. Yo nomás les pido que abran su corazón y digan Jesús, and just say Jesus, just like I did, God. Reveal yourself to me. Revélate a mí mismo. Enséñame quién eres. Show me who you are. And that was a simple prayer that I said. And next thing you know, he manifested in my life 2 weeks later. Luego después, Dios se manifestó. And here I am 25 years later. Y aquí estoy después, 25 años después, sharing the good news. Hablando de las noticias buenas, y me ha bendecido con mucha familia, and he has blessed me with una hermana gemela, with a twin sister, and with family, y con familia. So God, we just thank you if you're doing it for me and Pastor Marlowe and everybody in the audience, Father. I thank you that you would do it for whoever's tuning in that's struggling, that feels lonely, that feels lost, Father. If they just call out to the name of Jesus, there's power in your name. Hay poder en tu nombre que te busquen y te hablen. So we thank you, Father, because you're simple, Father. It's just a simple prayer. Jesús, te quiero conocer. Jesus, I want to know you. And God, you're waiting for that moment, for that person to say that, and you will manifest. Y tú estás esperando ese momento y te vas a manifestar. So we thank you, God,
thank you,
for your will to be done in their lives, in our lives, for tus obras sean hechas. En el nombre de Jesús, in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
The name of all names. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And just stay in the simple truth, guys.
Yes,
in the
palabra.
Yes, that's word. His
love
letters is fire.
Fire.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Have a blessed day.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, Hope, how you doing, girl?
Mama Hope.